Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, Hot Topics time. Our buddy Steve Hawk has joined. Good luck. Now you're following Coach Mark Few, who won the gold medal at the Olympics. How are you doing?
Well, I went on a walk this morning.
Good for you, buddy.
Almost the same.
Hey, Coach talked a lot about walking.
He walked so much in Paris.
He loved it. So
I did the same in Wandermere. It's kind of the same.
Steve Hawk, what do you think you could get a gold medal at?
Eating?
No, stop. No, you could get a gold medal at doing commercial voices.
I think that's true.
100%. 100%.
Eating.
Yeah.
Can we tell Steve Hawk the story of Coach Few getting in this building? Because I believe he will enjoy it.
As long as you don't mind Coach hearing the story, I'm sure he's
very, very much. Yeah, because it wasn't Coach's fault at all. But
it never is.
He basically called. He called me and he's like, okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm like, great. He's like, I go, and you're in the lot? And he said, yep. And I just came up some stairs. And I'm like, oh, he must have come up to the front door where there's little stairs.
Yeah.
Our entry is weird in the building. We don't have a front entry anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
So, you know, we always have to let people in the side door, and there's the whole thing, whatever it is. And there's a ton of construction, so you can't even really get in that lot coming from one of the directions.
It's confusing.
So, and it's just a mess. So somehow he ended up in the employee lot, which is great.
Oh.
And I think he probably just drove in. I mean,
probably
the gates,
followed somebody.
The gates are open. He just came in. I mean, whatever.
I honestly believe any gate in Spokane, they just have like a code thing that they just read. Oh, that's Mark Few. And they just open the gate.
That's it. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Olympic gold medalist. The man has like the key to the city.
So he got in there, and so first of all, we sent Steve down. I said, Steve, just go wait for Coach so he doesn't have to wait. We want to get him, you know, we want him to not wait. Get out of his car, and you're right there for to get him in the building.
Got it.
So Steve calls. Now, we immediately think producer Steve is lost.
Because
he's like,
I don't see Coach.
I don't see Coach. I go, he came up the stairs, so go check the front door. And you know what Steve says to me? The front door? I go, yes, the door in the front. And he's like, front door? Like he didn't know where the front door was.
Right.
So what do I do, Kevin?
You started running. You go like this. Oh, I better go down there.
So I start running. So I run down the stairs. I'm like, Steve, it's just the front door. It's not that hard to find. Now, I run out the side door. There's producer Steve walking around the parking lot. I don't see him anywhere. And I'm like, what the heck? And I look over at the other building. There's a separate building here. Could we call the annex? And it's over there. I'm like, in my head, all of a sudden I go, stairs? Uh-oh.
Yep.
Maybe he's in the back. So I run into the building, and I come whipping around the corner, and there's these little narrow hallway right by engineering and by the lunchroom. Here comes Coach Few around the corner.
He's just walking through the building.
And he starts laughing at me. He goes, what kind of entry we got going on here with this building? I'm like, well.
Coach just did the thing. He was like, oh, there's a buzzer here. I'll just ring the buzzer. He rings the buzzer.
Yeah, he doesn't
need me. And the TV people were like, that's Mark Few. Let him in. Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
So he just was walking in the building.
So the first thing I have to do is like, God, so sorry about that, man. That's our bad. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You think we need to upgrade things around here a little bit?
Well, you know, it'll all work out. Because later, everything worked out in his favor at that time because he was recognized. And then later today, he'll be in the produce aisle. And, oh, I want to talk basketball. No, I just want to get my lettuce. Come on.
Just trying to buy some food. Oh, man.
Well, yeah. I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad he was able to get up
here. Yeah, he's awesome. So that was a great time. And we'll have that up on our podcast later on today. If you missed any part of Coach Few talking about Paris, I mean, just amazing stories, as you can imagine.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, you were at the Olympics and you won a gold medal and it's Paris and all the things and literally like being in a movie.
Yeah, I can't even begin to dream of how that would transpire.
Do you have a like desire to travel internationally?
Yes.
Like, where would you think you'd like to go?
Oh, I would go to Europe, Northern Europe.
Okay. Like any, not a particular city.
I just
want to
cruise around.
And of course, once you get there, things are, I think, a lot closer than a lot of people realize.
Just grab a train and go here, there, here.
Right, exactly.
It is. That's what I want to do. It's pretty wild how it's just a little different. It's more like the East Coast here. Where like, oh, a lot of those cities are pretty close together. Where we're in the Wild West out here, we don't always feel that.
4.5 hours to get to another city?
Right.
Whereas, it takes 8 hours to get through Montana.
If you're going 100, Kevin. Yeah. Otherwise, it takes 11 or 12. I mean,
a couple days. Yeah, that's a big state.
Yeah, like my daughter texted me, hey, we're in Madrid today. And I'm like, All right.
Madrid, hey, like Spain?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Spain, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just traveling around, doing the deal. I wouldn't mind it. Takes a long time, I feel like, to do it right, though.
I don't know that it, like, a long time to while you're there.
I think because if you want, I mean, you're already there. The getting there part to me is the harder part. Once you're there, if you want to take 2 weeks to kind of do all the traveling around part, you know what I mean? I feel like the further you travel, air travel or driving, the longer you should stay.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I would do that, especially if I was, you know, shave 25 years off me right now.
Yeah.
And I'm at that age and I can just stay in hostels with my friends. And
not care, right? Yeah, you don't need
that. That's when I'm doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a different life.
Yeah, you'll do a one-star hotel or a couch at that age and enjoy it probably maybe more than the five-star hotel at this age.
So now for me to fly over there, grab a Euro pass and just say, let's have fun for a month and a half. Not quite the same.
No. It's a little harder to do. About day three, you're like, why is my back sore? Man, my legs are tired. Like, dude, come on. You're in Europe. Yeah. Enjoy it. Would you like the food part of it, or would you think you would?
I don't know.
You're not. Are you finicky?
I'm a little finicky, but not really. I mean, like I always say, just dump some gravy on it. But yeah. I don't think they do that in Europe.
That's very American of you.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm not going to go to Europe and, hey, can I get some gravy with my crepes?
And they're like, what?
How about some strawberry preserve? No. How about some brown gravy?
Steve,
you can make a sausage
Steve's
gravy.
Carry-on has, you know, those little less than 3.6 ounce carry-ons full of gravy. he's like, bro, if I get over there, there's no gravy, man. I gotta load this up.
You guys can bring the alcohol. I'm bringing the gravy.
I don't care. You don't even have any shampoo. Doesn't matter.
I got
gravy.
I got gravy.
I got plenty of carry-on gravy, man.
That's all you need.
That should do it. You want to hang out for a round two?
I'd love to.
All right, round two of Hot Topic coming up next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Laurel.
Kevin James.
Laurel.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot
Topics. All right, it's a Wednesday. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here. He's awesome. Good to have you. Thank you, bud.
He's awesome. Thank you for that.
Well, you're awesome.
True story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's Hall of Fame Day.
Oh.
Because, you know, Coach Mark Few, obviously going to be a Hall of Famer coach.
Yes.
We had Dennis Patchen on earlier.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Just to give him a little, you know, congrats on the retirement.
Oh, good for you guys.
Yeah. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you have probably wanted to go to the Hall of Fame at some point.
I have. Yes. I have.
Ooh, which Hall of Fame would you most want to go to?
Football.
I think that's a good answer.
Good answer.
That's my first answer. Yeah. It's kind of like when you go to the Hallmark store and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to take the first card that makes me smile. I don't have time for this garbage.
And who wouldn't want to go to Canton, Ohio, huh?
Well, yeah, I don't. Like I really, I'm not a fan of Ohio.
Yeah,
I have
in
some
general
relatives there, but they're not distant. Yeah.
you know, sure, they appreciate
the baseball.
That?
I would. How about soccer? Did they have one?
A soccer Hall of Fame. Let's see.
I mean, they've got to.
I'm
you
sure
think.
They do.
Pele? There'd be a picture or a statue, maybe.
Oh, heck yeah.
Pele flipping around, kicking balls.
National Soccer Hall of Fame in Frisco, Texas.
Perfect. Oh. Well, why wouldn't have I known that?
That's where they play a lot of the, what is that?
I don't know. Frisco, Texas.
One of the
known for soccer.
One of the college football championships is always there.
Yeah, the FCS.
FCS.
Yeah,
there it is.
I don't know. I said NFL because it's football season.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. And did you play football as a kid?
No, not good enough.
You're kind of built like you could be a football player.
I could be a receiver because I like to be hit and I like to run.
What would you, Kevin? I have two positions in my mind for Steve to play as a football player. What would yours be? I'll see if we match.
Well, this is. I mean, this
you can
is
play
the
this
thing,
too, Steve.
I honestly, I would always pride myself when I coached football.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I was the best coach, but I felt like I was really good.
I can tell you weren't.
At putting the right kids in the right spot.
That's a good way to start.
Where would you put me?
I've got it in my mind. What do you?
It's hard now because you're such a man.
But back then, when I was a scrawny teenager.
I know. It's hard to imagine.
Just skinny and fast.
Oh, see, were you?
That's why it was me.
You're kind of broad-shouldered.
Yeah, that came later.
Dang it. I might have to change my mind then.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the first spot I want to put you as at a defensive end because I feel like you're also crazy, but yet responsible enough that I could say, listen, I want you most of the time to just fly in there and be crazy.
Yeah.
But occasionally, you got to understand that you also need to contain. So, like, you know, you got to be smart.
Get upfield. Yeah. Turn them back inside. Yep. You know, the whole thing. Yeah.
I don't mind getting hit because it's invigorating.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy.
So I like that.
That's why I thought he'd be a good running back or a linebacker. Those are my two choices. Ooh. You know, because if both of them, obviously, you want to hit people.
You do, especially after you've been hit.
Yeah. Hit them again. Yes.
That's good to know that you're still crazy.
Yeah. Or cornerback, because then it's like, okay, I can run and I can hit you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that didn't work out.
It didn't work out at all for me.
None of us picked quarterback.
I really tried to hit baseballs, too, and that didn't work. I could catch them, but I couldn't hit them.
Do you know who was good at baseball?
Mark Few. I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't know. That was a good guess. I don't
know. He may well have been.
Yeah, it could have been.
Producer Steve.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about those glory days.
Wait. He already told you about that?
Yeah, we've talked about sports.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Have we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad you remember. Those deep conversations we've had.
Yeah. Producer Steve would be like a short stop.
Short stop.
Yeah. I thought that he played outfield.
Mm. I'd prefer a little. I was
a catcher.
Were you left out?
He was a ball boy?
Okay. Bad boy. All right. Let's calm down, shall
what
we?
What position did you play?
Man, I played a lot of second base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
I played a little third.
Oh, I bet.
Whoa, oh, the hot corner,
baby.
Yeah. And some outfield. Yeah. I pitched a little bit back in the day, too. Wow.
Back in the day. What? Kid pitch?
Oh, yeah.
Like you pitched?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 10U back in the day. Back when I was 10U, I used to pitch lights out.
I would love to see.
Yeah, baby.
Like one of your baseball cards, Producer Steve. We need to get one.
That is too much. Steve, if you got a guy, a coworker, this is our listener letter today kind of made me think of you because I feel like Steve would be good at this. You have a coworker. Well, I'll just say that, let's say you're not personally involved in this, but you're witnessing it with two other employees.
Yes.
One is the boss and one is an employee.
All right.
You're just there watching because I don't want to put you in the situation.
Perfect.
And the lady says to the boss, you know, hey, how's it going today? Man, I'm tired. Hi, tired. Nice to meet you. And he says it, the boss says it all the time because apparently she'll say, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, hi, hungry. It's nice to meet you. Oh, boy, I'm busy. Hi, busy. I'm trying to, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's driving the employee crazy.
Sure is.
And you
And
you handle that how?
Like, well, that's a tough one. Do you have an HR? can you go throw it on somebody else's plate?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I mean, we've decided that part of the answer is you've got to restructure the way you're saying things to eliminate the possibility of the corny line.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, you can't say it's like, how you doing today? You can't be tired, hungry.
Right.
It's got to be, I'm great, would probably also elicit the, hi, great.
It will. You just can't say anything with
I would just go to the patent answer. I started thinking about this, Kevin. If you say, I'm great, and the boss says, hi, great, nice to meet you, you should reply something like, oh, I'm glad you think I'm great. Maybe you should remember that when it comes time for raises. You know, something along those lines.
Well, I like that.
You're trying to disarm him from saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the pat answer, which will then lead you to your next line.
You know what else you could do?
Not work there?
Make noises.
Make noises.
How you doing?
Hey.
That would be fun. See, that would be a fun way because then he'd be like,
well, how you doing?
Hi, good to meet you. Yeah, that's a fun way of doing it. I like that.
Yeah.
Because it kind of disarms the seriousness of it.
Try it.
Yeah, you kind of one-up them a little bit.
Fun. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, you try it out first. Yeah.
I definitely want to do that.
Man. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, appreciate
you
invite.
Popping in, man.
I'm glad I was in here on what, All-Star Day? What'd you call it?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame Day. That's right.
Yeah.
All-Stars.
Yeah. You're an All-Star too, Steve Hawk.
No.
We didn't introduce you to Coach Few to apologize for that, but you know, he was nice enough to carve out an hour or so of time, so
it was great to run into him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll
thanks
see
for the invite, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. See you
enjoy what's left of summer all of a sudden.
Holy smokes, it's going to get hot again.
Hey!
Like big time hot.
I'll see you guys on the cool down.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
The Big 99.9 Coyote. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what I mean? Where you
True.
Go, oh, yeah, you're dude person. I mean, that's a cool
dude
football
person.
Player name.
sounds awesome.
It's different if you're an accountant.
Kevin James.
Yeah, like maybe a radio show or
yes,
sport.
That's right.
But you're right, Jay. You're not getting your taxes done by Dude Person. Who did your taxes? Oh, Dude Person.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Dude Person, bro. Forecast update is hot. Man, holy smokes. That escalated quickly, as we like to say around here. Heat advisory. Let's see. Is that through Saturday, I think? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. To like 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So we got a, you know, a 91, a 95, a 97, a 99 on Saturday. Still in the 90s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Just a crazy stretch.
It's wild. I know. I thought last weekend when we got the near 100 over the weekend, I was like, oh, well,
that's crazy.
That was crazy, but I'm sure it's going to taper off and we'll be fine. No, it's still here.
No. And the fair kicks off, you know, Spokane County Fair kicks off, what, on Friday?
Yes.
So, yeah, you get a nice 97 on Friday and a close to 100 on Saturday. I'll see you there.
It is time for Clip of the Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And
no way.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
I think one of my favorite guys to listen to tell stories is Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe has been in Hollywood since the early 80s. His life has been wild.
Yeah,
right? And he went through the thing where early on he was partying and doing all this stuff, but has been sober for 30-something years now as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's lived both sides of it. And he's just one of those guys that, having been around Hollywood so much, you bring up almost any name and he will have a story about it.
Yeah.
That's what I love
living
about
it. You're right. Living there his whole life, you know everybody and everybody knows you.
And it's just one of those, he has stories about everyone. This is one about Chris Farley, which of course he starred with Chris Farley in Tommy Boy.
Right.
And so he got to work with Chris quite a bit, but here's Rob Lowe telling a Chris Farley story.
My memories of it were, we didn't know what was going on. We had a really, really good time. I remember Farley had a shot of espresso before every take, not every scene. I also remember taking him out to dinner to one of our favorite steakhouses, and he ordered 2 bone-in porterhouses. On top of each bite, he put an entire cube of butter. And it was so gross. He saw me looking like agog at him, and he finally, I'll never forget, he holds it up, gigantic bite of steak, on top of it, square of butter. He goes, it needs a hat.
It needs a hat.
True.
I guess it's nothing inaccurate. It did need a hat.
It needed a butter hat.
Oh my God.
Hat of butter.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, he was always Farley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just kind of what it was.
Hilarious, right? It's just one of those, probably not the healthiest thing.
You'd think, maybe.
You know, shots of espresso and butter steak. But
man.
Always fine. Rob Lowe is just one of those. They did a game where I think it's Jimmy Fallon does the game when he has Jason Bateman on.
Okay.
Because, again, another guy who has been in Hollywood since he was, same thing, was, addicted to some stuff. And then, so did the party life for a while and then, you know, doesn't do it. But he does that where he'll just throw out a name with him. And he'll just go like, okay, you tell me now, Jason Bateman, about blank. And he'll just throw a name out and he has a story.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's
they're fun to listen to.
They are, yeah. We have played that game a couple times with country music stars.
Yeah, because for us, it's kind of, we have been around forever.
Yeah, you're just around for a long time. You know, it's not like you necessarily know everything, but you just kind of go, oh, yeah, I ran into him at this place, or, you know, I ran into a guy at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Ran into Danny Shirley from, what was his name of that group again?
Confederate Railroad.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, at the Waffle House. I remember that. That was, my wife and I were at a Waffle House, and then, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to run into somebody at the Waffle House, always a celebrity there. I'm like, oh, that's Danny Shirley from Confederate Railroad. My wife was like, who?
I was
like, oh, yeah, you know.
listening to an interview of with Post Malone and Theo Vaughn, and they were talking about the fact that they're like, yeah, this is that dude is the glue of Nashville. He is the guy that brings everybody together.
Danny Shirley?
And no, who do you, no, God, no.
Rob Lowe?
Who do you think it is that they were referring to as the glue
of Nashville?
Of Nashville.
Oh,
funniest
boy.
Guy in Nashville, they say. So quick-witted, very funny. And he's like, he's the one that has made everybody be friends.
Oh,
who do you think
wow.
it might be?
Hmm. It's obvious. It's a country music star, not
it
a comedian,
is.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Gosh.
Any ideas, Steve?
It's not Post Malone.
No, because Post Malone's the one saying it.
Oh, Post Malone
said
it.
Okay.
Post Malone and Theo Vaughn were saying it together. They were like, yeah, this guy is, he's the glue of Nashville. Like, everybody's friends because of this guy.
Is it Blake?
No, that's a good,
that's a great guess.
Guess,
though.
Great guess. Yeah. Would you believe me if I told you?
Luke?
Ernest.
Well, yeah, I would believe that.
Yeah, he said Ernest is the funniest guy, and he's the guy that everybody wants to be friends
writes
with.
Writes a million songs.
Because he's hilarious.
He's great
and he
to
writes
be
songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, so he brings everybody together. Like, everybody in their circle had met because of Ernest.
I could see that.
I go, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing to be, you know, your claim to fame.
Yeah. Also, I feel like that circle is going to be younger, so which is probably why it wouldn't be Blake or Luke. It'd be, you know.
True.
More
yes.
guys in their 20s and 30s as opposed to guys who are in their 40s and 50s. So. I bet the Blake would be a good guess for probably the older generation, though.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll
yeah.
take a...
They could take a secondary win.
Yeah.
You can take a backhanded compliment like nobody.
That's what I'm all about.
Congrats on the backhanded compliment. we should actually play that game sometime soon, Kevin.
What, we'll backhanded compliments?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve, you're not as bad as we thought you were going to be when we hired you.
Thanks, Jay.
Kevin, over to you.
It's a nice backhanded compliment. You didn't stumble around and be that awkward when Coach was here. Good job.
I often get those backhanded compliments. People say, oh, you're not really as short as I thought you would be. Or people go, oh, you know, you don't look that old.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, I appreciate
cool,
you, I think.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks. Thanks, Kev. That's what you say when I tell you those things.
Actually, I do. You know what? Good point.
.com. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, if I get there and I'm tired, because that's the time of day I like to get home and get a nap.
Yeah.
And if I need a nap, am I able to come in? Do you have room for me to nap?
What's the appropriate response here?
Heck no.
Yes or no.
Kevin James.
You do realize the amount of space in my living area.
I don't, because I haven't been invited.
Nothing's changed.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, you can check out the app. The app is free, and you can get it a couple different ways. You can search for Coyote Country, or you can just text us the word app, and we'll send it back. You're not going to get, like, Wings. Or something like that. Not that kind of app. It's going to be the kind you can listen to. Although Wings right now wouldn't be.
Yeah, kidding. That was really a stupid thing to say. Have you heard my stomach growling this morning?
You're officially done now. That was it. Yeah,
well, I don't know what. My stomach is just growling.
Nice having you, though,
just
dude.
Gurgling, growling. I'm like, what in the world?
Gurgling.
Yes.
It's a gurgling, it's a growling, it's Kevin's stomach time. Woo! Oh, we can play that little fun game. What's the last thing Kevin ate?
Boy, let me see if I can remember.
Yeah.
Nothing today. Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I ate? Oh, a scoop of peanut butter.
That's it?
Nice.
With pickles.
Oh, okay. You remember?
Wow.
Amelia and I were trying out stuff with peanut butter. And I said, well, we should try pickles with it. We had a few pickles. And so we put little cucumber chips with the peanut butter. She liked it.
I like that too. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to eat it, but I do like the concept.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I'll approve.
Yeah, for sure. What else was I going to do? Oh, yeah. You know what I did yesterday? Anniversary, wife works late, of course, because, you know, school, you heard about it, right? Like, it's, you know, it's busy time of the season for teachers and a lot of other people. But so we Uber Eats food, never done it.
So proud of you.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, first timer.
First time. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
successfully. No issues.
Nice.
Shout out to my guy whose name I don't remember, but he did a great job. I enjoyed tracking his progress.
It's fun, isn't it?
There was a free offer. So my wife and I were going to go eat at a place we like to eat. And she's like, you want to do that for our anniversary? Sure, let's go there. So I'm like, well, all right, let's go. And as I was going to put the order in, because she goes, well, let's just bring it home. It's already late. You know, just come home and eat.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So it says, well, we can deliver free. And it was like, it's going to take 40 minutes to deliver. I'm like, well, it's going to take us 20 to get there anyway.
Yeah.
So let's just do that. So, yeah, so there you go.
It's so great. I'll tell you what'll drive you crazy, though, when you're hungry and you're sitting there and you're watching the car drive to your house and the little car starts doing circles. Have you ever had that, Steve?
Circles? I think you're on the wrong app.
No, honest to God, in my neighborhood, they'll get there and it'll just show the car doing a circle for a minute. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I just know they're going to go the wrong way. And sure enough.
No way, for real.
Wrong way they go.
So by circles, you mean they're just like doing the circle around the neighborhood because they can't find your house?
No, the car spins. It just spins.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Where the car is just spinning.
And does that mean that they're lost? Does that mean they're just, I
don't know.
They don't
know
can't find their way?
I think maybe they're just sitting there trying to figure out where to go.
Funny.
And then every time I see that, I go, they're going to go the wrong way. Yep, they go to the wrong apartment complex.
Well, I feel like I've really stepped up now. Really.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, Jay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Final thoughts.
All right, Kevin, you can wait your turn this time. Don't take Steve's final thought away from him.
So Steve's turn?
Yeah.
Don't do it, Kevin.
Don't do it.
This thought actually
No, seriously.
Okay. All
right. No, seriously, don't do it. Kevin, stop.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, good point.
So, now I have nothing to say.
Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve.
You can do it.
Okay, this actually involves Kevin a little bit.
Okay.
Well, more specifically, his granddaughter.
Okay.
And what she said to, was it me or was it to you? I don't really know. But she said yesterday.
You were on the phone or something?
Yeah. Well, okay. I was chatting it up with Kevin about things to do for today.
Right.
She had an idea for a segment.
Oh, wow. Love that.
And said that we need to unzip the back of our heads.
She was explaining,
because
I said, I don't know, Steve. I got too much on my mind. That's what I said.
I see.
And she goes, well, Papa, why don't you just unzip the back of your head and let some of it out?
Man, I mean.
And I thought, that's what we all need to do.
That'd be great.
Just unzip the back of our heads and let some of it out.
Yeah, my head's full. You know, I'm just going to choose the things. It's like when you go through your emails, don't need that, don't need that, don't need that, whatever. Yeah. And you just kind of like go through and you delete certain things that you don't need anymore, but they're just gobbling up the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Unzip the back of your head.
She's a smart cookie about to be kindergartner.
So that's going to be a segment then?
I don't know.
Maybe.
What would you take out of your head if you could unzip the back of it? That's the segment.
That's it. See, she's a genius.
Yeah.
Doesn't even need to go to kindergarten now.
What does she need to go to?
I do.
Thoughts.
She's a kindergarten.
See, I got too much in there. I got to unzip and...
Kindergarten.
You go to kindergarten.
All right. Go ahead.
Coach View, thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you so much for coming in, hanging out. He's a guy that we could talk to forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't get to ask him what his favorite color was.
Oh, doggone it. Gold, I would imagine.
Yay!
Seeing how excited he was about the Olympics was really cool.
I loved it.
And he's trying to downplay it too, right? Because you don't want to be like...
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want to sound like I'm, you know, bragging or anything, but... It was really, really cool to him.
Yeah.
And to all the guys who did it. And he just was so excited to talk about it. And it was great. I mean, I really go, yeah, you won gold medal for our country.
Yep. And I'm with you, Kevin. Just to have him come in, that was not a small feat. You know, he's literally trying to... Easy. Literally trying
just
to...
Just the building in general.
I
And I love that he was just, you know, Fuey ripped on us right away.
I love that. But I mean, just, you know, to drive in and go through that. And he's, you know, he's trying to kind of decompress a little bit from what was obviously very stressful and just an exhausting time. Just being on the road for that long is hard.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. So
44 days of doing the Olympics.
So thanks, Coach. Appreciate that. That was fantastic.
Awesome.
Thoughts.
You can check it out on the podcast. If you missed it, we'll have it up later on today. Earlier today, I grabbed a bottle of water, and I it was cold when I got here, and then I had it on the counter, and I was going to stick it in the refrigerator for about a half an hour before Coach Few got here just to keep it cold. And we have this little fridge in true, as Coach said, you got to need an upgrade. In true fashion, I opened up the refrigerator to put the bottle of water in there, and Kevin goes, oh, no. Something in there is really bad. And I go, oh, I didn't smell it. But then I trusted Kevin, so I went back over and opened the refrigerator. And, oh, he wasn't lying. There was something bad in there.
Yeah, it was rotten.
So I quick took the bottle of water out because I didn't want to have to open that when Coach is here and have it smell. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I just took everything out of here the other day. So I go over there and I open it up, and there's a butter dish in there, and I thought it was butter. Nope.
That ain't butter.
That was, well, it's probably butter now, but it's not supposed to be butter.
I can believe that's not butter.
I can believe that is horrible, whatever that is. And I go, oh, man, yep, that's going to be it. And I had two containers, and I went to go, I was going to throw them away over where the, you know, the trash is away from everybody's office and everything. And I go to walk out of here, and they squeeze out of my hand. And as the one, I caught the one in midair, the other one is bouncing on the counter.
It looked like it was going to spill so bad.
And I had time to say, while it was bouncing on the counter, I go, oh, God, please don't spill. And then I caught it coming off the other side of the counter. And I mean, Kevin and I both just started laughing. We're like, that would have been horrible.
That would have ruined the day.
That would have been the end of it. That would have been.
Do we know what the food was supposed to be?
I did not look. I mean, it's, I opened it.
You took the lid off long enough to go, that's the problem.
I know. It's one of those, like, what is it? Smell it. No. I don't know what it smells like, and it ain't food. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Got to go. And on the way out, we're going to qualify some folks for the Seahawks tickets against the Niners. That game is coming up on October 10th. It's Thursday Night Football in Seattle with the Hawks and Niners. If you want to qualify for that drawing, you can call right now, 509-441-0999. We'll take a caller 7 and a caller 8. Anything else, Kevin? That's it?
That's it for me.
What do you think about the me yelling, woo, right there at the end? What do you think of it brings energy.
It made you happy.
Yeah,
it made you happy.
I wasn't participating.
No. Did you feel the energy I was given, though?
No,
No, not at all. I was given that. Woo! Let's go!
It felt like you were trying to trick yourself.
Yeah, but that's okay. I don't mind tricking myself. I mean,
if you can, yeah.
Give myself a little bit of boost there at the end. I got some stuff I got to do right when we're done today. A couple of meetings I'm fired up for.
Trickaroo.
Woo! Let's go.
Maybe we make it a tradition, Jay. I like the woo.
I don't mind it. You know, a lot of people have traditions. Like, you know, I just watched that Friends reunion thing. They used to huddle before every show. They didn't do it one time, and Joey separated his shoulder doing a scene.
Oh, wow.
They did it every other time after that. So they got a huddle. They just kind of did the, you know, arms around each other, whatever it is. Sometimes, you know, you'll get, like, country music stars will have, like, a prayer or a chant.
Yeah, before they get a little before ritual they go. Before
yeah,
they go
Yeah, some
on
sort
stage.
Of ritual. You know, I mean, Coach Few said that he and the coaches at the U.S. Olympics team were, you know, in Paris would get together for the cool of the evening. So, you know, have dinner or whatever, or chat, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start that. Woo, let's go, or some.
I don't know, cool of the morning sounds better.
Okay, a little cool of the morning.
What does that entail?
I mean, what his entailed was sitting around at a bar or a restaurant and enjoying conversation and spirits and food.
So basically, that's our show anyway. We already have a conversation and enjoying of spirits and food every day. So.
Oh, so we don't need to change anything.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Try a woo, Kevin. Just see how it
goes. This show is perfect.
See, try a woo. Give us a woo.
Woo!